Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
What was Larry Fedora thinking? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Longtime observers like to joke about the curse of Carolina football that derails a promising program. Bill Dooley left when Virginia Tech offered him the athletic directorship too, and UNC wouldn't. Dick Crum was fired for wearing out his welcome. Mack Brown left when Texas offered him the ranch. And we all know why Butch Davis had to leave. Now Larry Fedora has uncharacteristically upchucked his anger and frustration over any number of things. He did wonders when the program was still under NCAA scrutiny, and he became one of the hottest young coaches in the country. After going 3-9 last year, he's been on a lot of hot seat lists. And his outburst Wednesday at ACC Football Media Day has put his 2018 season and perhaps his job in further jeopardy. Let's guess what might have pushed Fed to the brink. Most recruiting rankings have Carolina in the middle of the ACC, which means in the lower half of the Power 5 conferences. How could it be harder after the NCAA cloud was lifted? Are other programs saying UNC is still a basketball school and a football also-ran, which was the rap for years? The players were jubilant when Michael Jordan offered his brand to the football team, but a few knuckleheads on the squad apparently sold some Jordan shoes and apparel, which is a secondary NCAA violation. Can't blame Fedora for going ballistic over the actions of some that will hurt the whole. The college football is under attack charge is not new. Other coaches have claimed that for various reasons, but not as specifically damning as Fedora did at the media day. Whether he believes there is no direct proof of the link between head trauma and football, he cannot say that. Especially coaching where Kevin Guskowitz, Dean of Arts and Sciences and a keen and distinguished professor, is a renowned researcher at the forefront of CTE studies in football. That's the faux pas that will be hardest for Fedora to get past with the UNC brass after taking this one way too far. Fedora has been a great representative of the university. Let's hope that equity gives him time to dig out of this hole. This is Archansky. See ya.